Last week, we promised to investigate one of the most quoted but least understood statistics of all, that 93% of communication is non-verbal. Sometimes the claim is more detailed. 7% of communication depends on words, 38% on tone of voice, and 55% on body language. Either way, it's the sort of thing that men in trendy glasses say at management seminars. But is it true? These numbers started life in 1968, where they emerged from the work of a Californian psychologist called Albert Mehrabian. And here we are, 41 years later, still talking about them. So we tracked Dr. Mehrabian down, and I started by asking him whether 93% of communication is nonverbal.
Absolutely not. And whenever I hear that misquote or misrepresentation of my findings, I cringe, because it should be so obvious to anybody who would use any amount of common sense that that's not a correct statement. If I were to try to tell you that the pencil you are looking for is upstairs in the desk drawer of the bedroom, three drawers down, I couldn't do that non-verbally. I mean, I could try to point, but that would hardly locate the pencil, whereas I could do that very precisely with words.
What was the actual experiment that you carried out?
The very first stage of the study was to select a number of words that would clearly communicate positive feeling by themselves. In other words, if the word is written down, the positive words were honey, thanks, dear, great, love. And then neutral words were maybe, really, so, what. And then the negative words were don't, brute, terrible, no, scram. Then we had speakers say those words, attempting to communicate liking, attempting to communicate a neutral feeling, and finally trying to communicate a negative feeling.
So somebody might say brute, but affectionately.
Yes, exactly. And it turned out that when there was a contradiction between the words and the vocal elements, the vocal elements prevailed primarily and very strongly, and the words had hardly any impact. And the variance was 5.4 times larger for the vocal elements than for the words. In a subsequent study, I compared the vocal elements with facial expressions. Now, in that study, I was able to show very clearly that the facial expressions were 1.5 times more powerful than the vocal elements. And I expressed this as an equation. Combining the results of the first and the second studies, I was able to arrive at the linear components for content, vocal expression, and facial expression. And that's the formula that people have been quoting.
Because from your research, you know that the vocal element is about 5.5 times more important than the word. So that's,
yes,
7% versus 38%. That's about 5.5 times. And then,
correct,
we know the body language, the facial expression, is 1.5 times more important than the vocal element. So that's the 38% versus the 55%. You just scale it all up.
Exactly.
So it fits into 100. You were asking a very focused question about the expression of an emotion.
Absolutely. There's just no question that you cannot extrapolate my findings to communication in general.
Presumably you didn't retire in 1968. How does it feel to have done this research that people keep focusing on this one study or this pair of studies?
Well,
and then they keep getting it wrong. I mean, is that frustrating? Yeah.
When I look back at the body of work I have produced, I feel I've done much, much more important work in many areas of psychological research.
The problem with this, though, is that this research, which you're more proud of, is more detailed, is more sophisticated, but it can't be summarized in a an asinine and totally mistaken statistic, like 93% of communication is nonverbal. So I guess this
I think you put your finger on it.
Albert Mehrabian. And we'll try to put our fingers on a few more things next week. Do please keep your emails coming. We suspect that less than 93% of email communication is nonverbal, but we cannot be sure. Our website, bbc.co.uk/moreorless, is the place to read up on the items in the programme, swat up on your statistics, courtesy of our partners at the Open University, listen again, or subscribe to the More or Less podcast. The show is repeated on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m, and we'll be back next Friday at 1:30. Until then, goodbye.